April 26th. I know I shouldn't hang around the college when I'm through at the lab, but seeing the young men and women going back and forth carrying books and hearing them talk about all the things they're learning in their classes excites me. I wish I could sit and talk with them over coffee in the campus bowl luncheonette when they get together to argue about books and politics and ideas. It's exciting to hear them talking about poetry and science and philosophy, about Shakespeare and Milton, Newton and Einstein and Freud, about Plato and Hegel and Kant and all the other names that echo like great church bells in my mind. Sometimes I listen in on the conversations at the tables around me and pretend I'm a college student, even though I'm a lot older than they are. I carry books around and I've started to smoke a pipe. It's silly, but since I belong at the lab, I feel as if I'm a part of the university. I hate to go home to that lonely room. April 27th. I've made friends with some of the boys at the campus bowl. They were arguing about whether or not Shakespeare really wrote Shakespeare's plays. One of the boys, the fat one with the sweaty face, said that Marlowe wrote all of Shakespeare's plays. But Lenny, the short kid with the dark glasses, didn't believe that business about Marlowe. And he said that everyone knew that Sir Francis Bacon wrote the plays, because Shakespeare had never been to college and never had the education that shows up in those plays. That's when the one with the freshman beanie said he had heard a couple of guys in the men's room talking about how Shakespeare's plays were really written by a lady. And they talked about politics and art and God. I never before heard anyone say that there might not be a God. That frightened me, because for the first time, I began to think about what God means. Now I understand one of the important reasons for going to college and getting an education is to learn that the things you've believed in all your life aren't true, and that nothing is what it appears to be. All the time they talked and argued, I felt the excitement bubble up inside me. This was what I wanted to do. Go to college and hear people talk about important things. I spend most of my free time at the library now, reading and soaking up what I can from books. I'm not concentrating on anything in particular, just reading a lot of fiction now. Dostoevsky, Flaubert, Dickens, Hemingway, Faulkner, everything I can get my hands on. Feeding a hunger that can't be satisfied.